Let's learn the Gemara for a minute on Daf Kuf Ches. And this is the sugya, actually it's a double-header sugya. It's a sugya called Chaticha Nasis Nevela, and at the same time a sugya of Efshel Soto Mutter, Efshel Soto Osu. And the Gemara is analyzing a statement of Rav. So if we open up to the Gemara, just to remind ourselves, we've seen this in the past, Rav says, Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And therefore, Kevin Shinosna Nosan Tam Vachaticha, Chaticha Nasis Nevela, Voseres Kola Chatichos Kulon, Mipnei Shehein Mino. Now, what happens is that as a result of the fact that the Tipas Chol gave Tam into the Chaticha, that Chaticha becomes Nevela. And once it becomes the Vela, when it's mixed in with other Chatichos, it generates an Isur on all the Chatichos. So it's like what I call Avera Gorer Saveri. You know, you started with a Tipas Chalav, and now you're asering the whole kit and caboodle, all the Chatichos of Bos. I spent a lot of good money. You know, it's Hacker's Meat, and it's got Tzlika Teif number 5, you name it. And guess what? It's all us. Why? Because of one fashtunken, upon the expression, tipas cholov, that fell on the chaticha leon. But that chaticha now, since it didn't have shishim against the tipas cholov, it becomes the velo. And it asks everything else. Now, how many chatichas of basar are there in the second cooking? That is not. Could be an infinite. It's all us. Why? Because min bimino, afilu be'eliflo bot. That's the Shita of Yehuda. Rav adopts the Shita of Yehuda. Min b'mino is also b'mashu. So we end up is from this little tipas cholov that seems so, benign. You know, we end up with asering all the chatichas in the world, and this is all based on the principle chaticha nasis nevela. Now the Gemara goes on to a slightly different discussion, and the Gemara asks the following. Micah Sovar. So you're fast forwarding a few lines of the Gemara. What does Rav hold? Ika Sovar Efshel Soto Mutter Chaticha Mai Nasis Nevela. Eloka Sovar Efshel Soto Os. So the Gemara now vacillates. What would Rav say about a principle called Efshel Soto? Is it Os or it's Mutter? And if you're going to tell me it's Mutter, then why does Rav insist that Chaticha Nasis Nevela? So Efshel Soto means that I can extract that tam by cooking that chaticha in a kedera of many, many other chatichos and whatever's in the second kedera, and I'm going to extract that tam. So Gemara thinks if I can extract that tam, then there's no way you could say chaticha nasis nevela. As if to say the chaticha nasis nevela, like what we spoke before about Metzia, about Hodas Baldin, that you can't say Meshat anymore, right? That Chaticha Nasis Nevela is irreversible. Once you've established, you've measured a Nesinas Tam of Cholov in that Chaticha, it's Nevela. So what I want to study with you is a Kasha the Ran. And this you'll see in the Moreshes Moshe on page Tuf Tzadi, and it's the second paragraph on the left column. It says, Ika Sovar Efshel Soto Mutter Chaticha Mai Nasis Nevela. So Haran Heyer Lashitas Rashi Shadnidon Bidin Efshel Soto Hu Haima Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Meaning Chaticha Nasis Nevela means that the Chaticha is no longer Heter, it became Iser. That's called Nevela. It's a Cheft of Nevela. It's irreversible. So it means that Efshel Soto is going to tell you, if you hold Osur, that the Chaticha Nas Nevela. If on the other hand you're holding Efshel Soto Mutter, then the Chaticha is not Nevela, because you can just remove the Tam of Chola. Hainu Ha'im HaBosor Nefach LeIsur. The whole essence here of Efshel Soto is whether or not this basar becomes asur in such a way that it's irreversibly asur. You can never do anything to be sochet that isur.
And that's exactly Chatichat Asas Nevela. The Ran says that you can use two different phrases, but Lamaisa, they're identical. Call it Efshas Oto Asur, or call it Chatichat Asas Nevela. Efshas Oto Asur sets the underpinnings for Chatichat Asas Nevela. If it's Efshas Oto Asur, then you're saying to me that this Chatichat is irreversibly Asur. You can never get rid of the Isur. That's exactly what we mean when we say Chatichat Asas Nevela. So the Ran is asking, what does the word amai mean? If you take a look at the Gemara says, Maika Sovar. What does Rav hold? Ika Sovar Efshel Sotom Mutter. Chaticha amai nasis nevela. So how do you read that word amai? The Ran reads it in the following way. There are two concepts here. One concept is called chaticha nasis nevela. The other concept is called Efshel Sotom. And the Gemara is asking, well, if Efshel Sotom Mutter, why do you say chaticha nasis nevela? Because the Gemara is looking for a logical connection or contingency in between two different concepts. One is Efshel Sotom and one is chaticha nasis nevela. So the Ran asks, well, these are not two concepts. These are just two different ways of saying the same thing. You can convey the idea in two different ways. The point you want to say is that the basar becomes asur, and that's it. End of story. So you can say it in two ways. You can call the basar nevela because it has a tam cholov in it, or you can call it efshel soto asur, which means that we can never get rid of that isur, and therefore if this basar is balua with the tam of cholov through and through, is memela it's nevela. But the Ran is medayik in the lashon of the Gemara when the Gemara says amai. What the Gemara has in mind is that I am going to analyze the halach of Efshel Sotom Mutter, and I'm going to come to the conclusion that if so, then there's no chatichat asas nevela. Why? Because it's Efshel Sotom. But the Gemara seems to be operating with two different concepts. And the Ran says, I don't understand why these are two different concepts. So I'm going to try to conceptualize what I think is the Ran's problem over here. And it's Nizrikol of Nechamur. You'll decide if you like what I say. What I think is bothering the Ran is the following. Yesh Lachkar, what happens when this Tam Cholov penetrates into the Chatichas Bosa? There are two ways of understanding. One way to understand it is what we call an Iser Machmas Bolua, which means that the Chatichas Bosa is carrying within it Cholov, and that's what the Torah prohibits. The other way of saying it is that no, through by as a result of the tipas chol giving tam in the chatichas basa, the chatichas basa is basa v'chol. That's exactly what the Torah calls and classifies as basa v'chol. The nafkamina between these two ways is going to be the following. If I'm going to tell you that the reason why this chaticha is asur is because it's carrying the cholov in it, it has the tam of the cholov inside of it, that's called tam ki ikar, then that's a conditional or a contingent isur. As long as the tam of the cholov is in the basar, it's asur. But lu yitzur, if I can take the cholov out, then it's not asur. There's no irreversibility here, if there's such a word, in the process of nesinas tam in a chaticha, nesinas tam cholov in a chaticha shel bos. There's no issue here about reversing it. What do you mean reversing it? This is bos of a cholov. Nay, we're going to hold bos of a cholov means bos that's carrying a tam of cholov in. If it's carrying a tam of cholov, the Torah calls it bos of a cholov. Then I'm going to say, well, let's see, can we get rid of that tam cholov? If we can extract it, that's called efshel sotom mutter. Then basically the basar itself is not asur. Chaticha nasis nevela means the basar itself became asur. That's how the Torah defined basar b'cholov. You have basar with the tam of cholov, that's basar b'cholov. From now until doomsday it'll always remain basar b'cholov. Efshel sotom is irrelevant. Because what do you mean? Let's say you had a nevela. So is somebody going to raise the possibility of efshel sotom going to squeeze the tam of the nevela out of the nevela? Every single fiber and every single particle of the nevela is the nevela. That's exactly what happens in the case of Tipas Chol Shenafal al-Chaticha, according to the Ran's understanding. it is nevela. It means that it's asur duch, you know, through and through. And what are you talking about extracting? You can't extract anything from a nevela. So why does the Gemara say the right and the word aman? You know, in other words, I have a kasha because if you're holding chatir nas nevela, why should you say such a thing? After all, maybe efshel sotu is mutter. Says the Ran, efshel sotu mutter means that there's no chatir nas nevela. Because the whole entity of chatir nas nevela is predicated on the fact that that you've created an iser in the entire chaticha. Well, if you tell me efshel sotu mutter, then you're not willing to accept chaticha nas nevela. All you're saying is the chaticha is now carrying the tam of the nevela in it. But efshel sotu mutter means get rid of that tam. So there's no logic to say chaticha nas nevela. So again, just to summarize, the Ran identifies chaticha nas nevela and efshel sotu asur. It's hayu ha, or in the flip side, efshel sotu mutter equals ein omrim chaticha nas nevela. Said he's bothered by this word amai. Amai seems to be that the Gemara is trying to make some sort of an equation between two principles and connection, and see logically if there's any contingency or connection between the two.
Rather than it being just the same phrase.
Right. The Gemara seems to indicate it's not a different way of saying the same thing. He says, what does Gemara mean when it says, Ika sover efshel sotu mutter amai nasis nevela? You know, the Gemara is asking amai, you know what? Like as if to say, in all naivete, I don't understand why you think it's nevela. The Ran says, that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean amai nasis nevela? How be tired to the sasre? If it's A, why couldn't it be B? Nobody would ask such a question, because A and B are mutually exclusive. If you're telling me that it's efshel sotu mutter, then you're telling me that the chaticha never became nevela. It's not an Iser that's inherent in the Chaticha. You just got to get rid of that Tam of Iser that's Balua inside of it. And if Efshel Sotu Mutter means that it's all an Iser Machmas Balua, and I'm open to the suggestion of getting rid of that Balua, then for sure it cannot be Chaticha Nasis Nevela. So what are you asking? Amai Nasis Nevela? What do you mean Amai Nasis Nevela? You just finished telling me that it's the exact opposite of a Nevela. An avail is asura, you know, through and through. Here we're saying there's an issue of schita. You know, how do we get that tam out? Can we be sochin or not? If Cain havi l'lemeim, the Gemara should have formulated it this way. This would have calmed down the Ran. Tiyim efshel sotu mutter, im Cain ein anasis nevela. Not a my nasis nevela, but ein anasis nevela. So let's see if we can figure out the Ran's answer. The tirates. The Efshar Lesar Efshal is Sokhto Mitam Acher. There is a separate independent issue of Efshal is Sokhto, meaning Asura Mutter, that is independent of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. How could that be so? Vahu Shemalo Sochat Legamre. That the question is, did he achieve a Schita or not? In other words, we're assuming that chaticha nasis nevela means that this is an iser machmas bilua, that the basar is also because it is carrying within it a tam of cholav. And now we're going to go ahead and ask whether or not we can be sochet that tam of cholav. If I hold efshel sotu asur, it means I cannot successfully be sochet the tam. The tam is so saturated into the fabric, the fibers of the basar, that I can never successfully cut, remove that tam. That's called efshel sotu asur. So it means that even though I've postulated that the iser is an iser machmas bilua, let's just get rid of the bilua. But I have no way of guaranteeing separating the bilua, removing the bilua. That's called efshel sotu asur. Ein hachinami, in theory, even this mandiyar would agree that you could be matir this basar if only you could achieve schita legamri. Just that this mandiyar holds, technically, you can't achieve schita legamri. So what does chaticha nasis nevela mean now? It means that eino bedin shedavar shechozel echshero yenidon kigufa iser. In other words, the question is, can we ever get rid of that tam? If you hold Efshel Sotah Mutter, we can get rid of that tam. So the Gemara thinks it doesn't make sense to say that something was Asur yesterday and now it's Mutter today. And why is it Mutter today? Because Efshel Sotah Lagamre. Let's read it in Sarvatir. It's the Efshel Lesser Efshel Sotah Mitam Acher. So Efshel Sotah Asur is not the same as saying Chaticha Nasas Nevela. It could be possible in a theoretical world that ain't chaticha nasas nevel, but I still could hold efshel sotah also. V'ushemelo sochet legamre, because befall, in actuality, you can never guarantee yourself that you removed all of that tam isur that was within. Imayes sochet legamre enochinami hayomuta el kol zman shelo sochet nasei sachaticha nevela. In other words, as long as you haven't been soche, then it's nevela. But in a finami, it's not really nevela if you hold efshel sotah mutter, because you're opening up yourself to the possibility that you could be soche and remove the tama isur and be matir. Ela shashas ton she'eno b'din she'dovar she'chozer lechshero ye'ninan kigufa isur. In other words, to say that we're gonna apply the principle of chaticha nas nevela when tomorrow you could be matered if you achieve successfully a schita, because we're holding efshel sotah mutter, that doesn't make any sense to the Gemara. How can you turn around and say that this chaticha becomes a nevela and then say in the same breath I could be matered because efshel sotah mutter by removing the tam? The Gemara holds logically that's problematic. Again, it's not a type of disaster, but it's problematic. Why? Because if you tell the Efshel Sotah Mutter, so why are you calling it a nevela? You're not really calling it a nevela in a fair way, because since calling it a nevela is indicating that it's irretractable. It's irretractably isur. I don't know if that's the right phrase.
But am I justified in calling it a nevela by saying, but now it's not the chalav that's usur, it's the combination that makes all the meat usur because it's combined with milk.
And once correct, you look at then you're going back to the Ran's Hava, meaning Enochinami, you're 100% right, and the Ran really understood that. But he was medayik in the Gemara.
I'm just wondering what the Gemara doesn't find that logical. I don't understand what his problem is with that logic.
He's saying that the Gemara, for some reason, I can't tell you why, assumes in this whole sugi of Efshel Sotah Asur or Mutter that it's not this new entity which the Torah classifies as Basar B'Cholav, but rather it's Cholav B'Tocha Basar, or Basar Sheh Nosei B'Yatzmo, Tam of Cholav. And now you can talk about Efshel Sotah, can you successfully remove that
Cholav B'Tocha Basar is Asur, and that's what's bothering us here.
And now what's bothering us is, can you successfully remove the sphincter? Right? Wait a second. So what's bothering the Gemara? The Gemara says the following: Im tim salomer, if you're going to argue efshel sotah mutter, which means that I can reverse the status of this pasuk by successfully extracting the tam of cholav. So why do you consider it? Why do you consider it nevela? The whole meaning of nevela is that we have to treat this pasuk as if it's asur, and it's irreversibly also. And then we're going to require shishim against the basar, and that's called chaticha nas nevela. If it's been bimino, we're going to say a few of the elephant bottle. Why should you say such a thing? What logic would justify chaticha nas nevela if you tell me efshel sotah mutter? But again, efshel sotah mutter also is a different issue. It's not an issue about the status of the basar. Is it nevela irreversibly, is it not? Do I need shishim against the entire chaticha basar? It's an issue about efshel sotah. It's like a technical, I call it a chemical issue. Do you have the ability to get rid of this tam, or do you not have the ability to? Now, it's the whole predicate of this gemara is that the problem is in the tam. There's a tam balua of cholam in the basar. Now the gemara goes on to ask, can you get rid of that tam? Now the Gemara says, "Amai, my chatichanas is nevela, meaning I don't understand why you should establish this nevela, this basar as nevela, as a chaticha asura, when efshel sota is mutter. Now, if efshel sota is asur, then the whole issue of schita is totally theoretical. It can never actually materialize itself. So there's never a situation in which you can turn around and be mocked in the basar. That's called chatichanas is nevela. Then I understand that the isur in this basar is irretractable. But if you only have to sell the mutter, in the meantime, I haven't removed the tam, but since the theoretical possibility exists that I will remove the tam, you have no right to call it nevela. But again, the Efshel Sota and the Nevela are two different terminologies because they're addressing two different questions. The Gemara is making a connection between the two, but we understand clearly that they're two different issues. Because now the Ran is dropping the ball on his original position that Bas Mecholim is also Machmas Atzmo. Now he's maintaining that Bas Mecholim is also Machmas Bilua. Then Chaticha Mas Nevela must mean that this, right now, the Chaticha of Asher Husham has Tam Cholov in it, and therefore the whole Bas becomes awesome. So Gemara says that only makes sense if it's an irreversible piece. But if it's theoretically possible to reverse this Isur, then why do you tell me that the Basar is Asur? The Basar is only Asur on a very temporary basis until we get rid of the, until we sochet the Tam of Chol. Now, Bli Neder, I mean, tomorrow, I want to get back to this business here because in the next paragraph, he has a very important Machlokas Rishonim with regard to Efshel Sota. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. But if you have this other page that John was kind enough to photocopy, you should have page Reish Aleph going on to Reish Beis on to Reish Gimel. You don't have Reish Aleph?
No.
Okay, I'll summarize Reish Aleph for you, as we say, no sweat. But I have to tell you the following. Just by way of introduction, the focus of our learning now is going to be a shach. Now, again, it's not that we're starting with a shach. The shach is really coming to justify the Ramah. So in a certain sense, the whole story that we're going to talk about today begins with the Ramah. But in order to appreciate the kasha that we have on the Ramah and the Shach's reinterpretation to defend the Ramah, we have to put things into a little bit of a background, into a little bit of a framework. And that is what's called Kedei Klipa. And we're going to have a number of instances in which the Halacha requires the Tilas Klipa. Which, if you're familiar with that, it means that there's some sort of contact between Iser and Heter, and at that point of contact, in order to allow us to eat the Heter, we're going to have to remove a layer's worth, a finger's worth of that top layer at the point of contact, which is called Kedei Klipa. And the Ramah is going to throw us off on a loop, throw things for a loop. He's going to claim that Kedei Netilas Klipa is only Lechatchila. But if you went and you cooked that foodstuff that needs klipa, and you didn't remove the klipa, the Ramah is saying everything is fine.
I think it's this thing. Klipa is this thing.
Yeah, I think so. It's kedei netilas etzpa, I think.
Wow.
That's right, as far as I remember.
It doesn't mean a peel. Like a peel of an apple.
Could be, I don't know. You have to know about maybe there's something else in the case of an apple. But no. We're talking about a contact between two pieces of meat. Now, what are the various cases that we're going to deal with in terms of Kedei Klipa? And we're going to analyze then whether Kedei Klipa is only Lechatchila, you have to remove that Klipa, but B'dieved, if you cook without removing the Klipa, everything remains mutter. Or do we say no, B'dieved, if you don't remove that Klipa and you cooked without it, everything became us. So the first case is the Mishnah on Daf Sadiva. And this is in Paragid Anoshe. Sarivom and Davis. Yerach Shen is Bashal Bogin Anoshe. Do you remember this? It's like, brings back memories to my youth. Such a famous mission. So instead of removing the Gid Anoshe, he cooks the Yerach, the thigh of the animal, and he didn't take out the Gid. Now there's going to be a machlokes, which is not for us today, about whether yesh begin b'no seitam or ain't begin. Let's assume yesh begin b'no seitam. So that means that the tam of the gid now spreads throughout this entire yerach, this thigh that you cooked. So therefore, the Mishnah says, if yesh b'no seitam, assuming yesh begin b'no seitam, if the ratio between the gid and the rest of the Yerech is 1 to 59, for example, so the Gid is now going to give Tam and the rest of the Yerech, then the Mishnah says, Harezu Asura, that the whole thigh, this Yerech, is Asura. The Tosus comes up with a Chiddush. And he says, you see Tosus in Yeshba, Benosin Kam, he says, La begid lechude nesharina. You see, let's say the gid, I'm just going to throw out a number here, is the size, the volume of one kizayis. I'm just using a number. So then how much would I need in the Yerech in order to be matir? 60 kizayis in the Yerech. Tos says, no. You're going to need more than 60, because it's not enough to have shishim against the gid, but you also have to get shishim against the area surrounding the gid. La begid lechudei misharina. Why? Bin debechtei klipa shesvivav misayel gid lesar. But he now has around the gid an area that's called kidei klipa. So let's just, again, I'm just throwing out numbers, let's say that's a half his eyes. So he now has to be mevatel shishim against the gid, which is worth a zayis, and he has to add to this tosfos another half a zayis worth. So he's going to need 1.5 times 60. Let's say he'll need 90 kizayis, whatever the number comes out to be, in order to apply the principle of bittul. Why? Because he cooked the gid immediately when he cooks the gid. The kidei klipas worth around the gid receives the tam of the gid, if you only yesh begin, and now you can eat mevatel not just the gid itself, but the meat that's around the gid, that's in close contact with the gid. This tosis has implications as far as melicha is concerned as well, but that's not what we want to discuss. Now, the pashtus in tosis, when Tosus says, quote, you need shishim against both the gid and the klipa, is that if you didn't have shishim against the two together, what would be the status of this yerech? It's awesome. Throw it out. I mean, you could feed it to, you have to know exactly what you can do with gid anoshe, but feed it to a dog. So this sugya of kidei klipa, the way Tosus formulates it, seems to assume that klipa is not just what lechatchila, but it's also b'dieved. Now it's not the halacha saying, you know, be a tzaddik and take off the kidei klipa. The Torah is saying that the iser is in the klipa as well, and if you don't get shishim against the klipa, throw everything out. Which means that even in a b'dieved situation, klipa generates an iser. So that's one case of kidei klipa. The second case of kidei klipa is a sugya in psachim. And that sugya in psachim is called sonen litoch, no, sorry, cham litoch tsonen. What does that mean? We pass like Shmuel, who holds tatoi govar. So the iser depends upon the bottom being also being cham, so that the heter, you know, falls into the isur. It wasn't cooked together, but there was a point of contact. And if the tatoi, the isur on the bottom, is roseach, then it generates a total iser in the heter that fell on top of it. However, what happens in the reverse? Instead of tzonein falling into cham, cham falls into tzonein. And now we're applying Shmuel's principle of tatoi gava. So what we really believe is, at this point, in the physics of Shmuel, is that instead of the top heating up the bottom now, which is tzonein, is cooling off the top. Because tatoi gava. So the Gemara says you need to take off kidei klipa. Why? Because ad demiaker bolalei purta, meaning until the tzonein on the bottom, right, it cools off the hot on top, there is some sort of blia, and the Gemara calls it bolalei purta. Let's call it a mixas blia. Rav Soloveitchik has different terminologies for this, but he wants to explain, based on this, that, you know, if we have this thing called Mixas Blia, called Kedei Netila, he's going to explain, for example, the din of Shechita. What happens with Shechita? There's dam in the Beis HaTzavar, and the Gemara says that that dam is Roseach. Now, after you shecht it, the dam Roseach now is going to be maflit the tam into the basar. Right? So the basar is going to be bolea, the tam of dam. So the Gemara says that Beis HaShechita Roseach u bolea, but it's only kidei klipa. So the Rav asks, what's going on? You say Dover Vifucho, you're contradicting yourself. You can't call it Roseach and then require Kedei Klipa. If it's Roseach, then you have to have Shishim. And if you don't have Shishim, then the whole thing is awesome. Basically, that would undermine, we would all be vegetarians. If you follow what I mean. It would undermine the whole process of Shechita, because every time there's Shechita, the dam is concentrated on the basar. Okay, maybe you can cut off Kedei Klipa, but you definitely have to take off Kedei Klipa. But the Rav says that if the Beis HaTzavar, Beis HaShechita is Roseach, then even Kedei Klipa shouldn't help me. Because Roseach always generates, you know, it's like Yad Soledis, but it generates a status of Bishal, and everything is awesome. So we'll all be vegetarians. Nay, Tosa says the Gemara is not like that. The Gemara says that all you need is Kedei Klipa. So the Rav concludes that Roseach should not be taken literally in this context. He allows a little bit of, a literary license here, that the word Roseach should not be taken to mean Roseach, because then the whole thing is asur. But rather, what it means is Roseach b'miksas, which he identifies as b'lias tzonein. So if you take a look on page Reish Aleph, he says, Amai Sagile Beklipa, Karcha, Tzachlom She'em Pirusha Davi Roseach Mamish, Elakmo. Oh, the Gemara is only using the word Roseach as an analogy. Just like Roseach causes Blia, so to hear in the Beis HaShechita, there's going to be a Blia of the Dam.
Even if it's not hot.
Even though it's really not hot. That's called the Blias Tzonin. Where do we find this? Just 1 second. Where do we find this crazy concept called Blias Tzonin? And the answer is, that's the Gemara in Psachim, where you have Tzonin. I'm sorry, let me get this straight. Where you have Cham going into Tzonin. And if Cham goes into Tzonin, and we're holding now Tatoi Govar, so the only Blia that you can talk about is a Blias Tzonin, because the Tatoi is Tzonin. So what happens in a case of Blias Tzonin? You need Kedei Klipa. So we have now two cases of Blias Tzonin which require Klipa. We have the case of the Beis HaShechita, and we have the case of Tatoi Govar, when the tachton is cold, is tzonin. But the Gemara says, ad maker le bola le purta, that even though the tzonen on the bottom is cooling off the hot on top, but still it'll be a bola le purta. So Rav Soloveitchik identifies bola le purta as a limited mixas blia, which he identifies as blias tzonen. Again, why is it called blias tzonen? Because the cham is being cooled off by the tzonen on the bottom. So that's called a blias tzonen. But there's a mixas blia, and that's called kedei klipa. Where else do we find mixas blia? In the shkita. Because it's like roseach. What did the Gemara want to get from the tzushel to roseach? That there's going to be a blia. How much of a blia sisur is there going to be? In the case of this dam, only a limited amount. And that's called a blias tzonen. And has a blias tzonen express itself halach lamaisa? What are you doing with the top shield? Or with the base ha-blia? The base ha-shkita? You do kidei klipa. Does everybody see that? So again, Nixas blia, which he identifies as blias tzonen, generates a requirement of kidei klipa. That's what we have so far. Now, let's go back to Yerach Shenisbashel Bagid. In that case, the klipa around the gid became asur. And that's asur even b'dieved. If you don't have shishim against both the gid and the klipa around the gid, then throw the whole Yerach in the garbage. But the Rambam writes the following. This is, you'll see on the bottom of Reish Aleph. This is the Rambam in Tzadi Aleph, and he says, "B'makom shabasa tzar klipa velo kilfuhu." One second, what's the next word here? Oh, ubishlu kach. So what happened? You need klipa. And instead of taking out klipa, he went and he cooked it. Now it's impossible to get out the klipa. Mutter b'diev. Everything is mutter. See, I heard him say, that's against Tosus, Adaf Tzadi Vavam Beis. Why? Because Tosus is assuming if you don't have shishim against the klipa, the gid, everything is awesome. How can the Ramah argue against the Tosus? Unless he has some other Rishon, but Pashtus, he has no other Rishon. How can the Ramah say that if he went in and he cooked it, then everything's kosher? We don't have to worry about today klipa. Certainly Tosus had to be in the Parakid Anoshi, certainly assuming otherwise. Okay. So let's take a look at the Shach. This you'll see on page Reish Beis. You have this with Tirat Shom HaShach. The Shach quotes a Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos in Psachim Ayin Vav, and he says the following: what do you do in a tarobus of lach and you need kedei klipa? If it's liquid, there's no way you can take it off a kedei klipa. So Rabbeinu Tam says that the davarsh de lo shayach beish klipa kigon chalav mutter af below klipa. Rabosai, what we're seeing here is a precedent in one of the Balei HaTosfos that b'dieved we're going to do away with klipa, meaning we're going to be mater even though you need klipa, because he's addressing a case in Tosfos there in Psachim where you need kedei klipa. But Rabbeinu Tam is saying that in the case of cholov, since lo shayach klipa, it's a liquid substance, is therefore it's mutter without klipa. The pashut pshat in the shach is that klipa was only enacted when it's possible to take out the klipa. So let's say, for example, Yerach Shen is Bashel Bagid. Can you take out the klipa around the gid? Yeah, Rabbo say yes, no, maybe. You can. Why not just remove the klipa from outside, from around the gid? Now, let's go to the case of Tatoi Gavar. And we have Cham on top going into Tzonen on the bottom. So let me ask you this, Rabbo. So in that case, you have Cham going into Tzonen. Is there a possibility of taking off Klipa? Or it's like Domer and Lach? Like a liquid substance. Why can't you take off klipa? So therefore, it comes out the following: that in the following cases, klipa is gonna answer the tarovis, even with the event. One would be erekshen espashal bagid. The other would be chal l'tov tzonen. In both cases, I can take off klipa. In what case would Ramos say that there's no klipa? It's either A in a double lach, right? And that we saw in Rabbeinu Tam. And now the Ramos is taking it one step further, just like in the case of lach, where it's impossible to take off klipa, so we say everything is put without klipa, that's Rabbeinu Tam. I'm going to apply the same logic to a double yavesh, but he already cooked it. He already cooked it before he took out he took off the kedei netila. Once he did so, everything got mixed up. There was rotev, there were pieces of meat, everything got mixed up in this chon. So if it's impossible, says the Shach, to remove kedei klipa, then it's mut. And his paradigm is Rabbeinu Tam in the case of cholav, which is a double lock. So let's just formulate it thusly. In Efshal Lasos Klipa, Litolos HaKlipa, Izafil B'dieved, Klipa Oseres. In Efshal L'Klof, you know, the Metzias doesn't permit you to take off Klipa, then Klipa is not Asura. That's the Shah. So if Salvation goes ballistic, what are you talking about? You just finished telling me that whenever there's a blia, we'll call it a mixas blia, then you need klipa, and that klipa is got a blia of isur in it. So then you're going to turn around and tell me, well, what? You know, I cooked it. And now that I cook it, I can't find it, and I don't know how to take out the klipa. What do I do with this whole taromas? What do I care if you cooked it? It was usr. You took something that was usr and you cooked it. So now it's not usr anymore? Just because you cooked it? Was it sefshel sofa? I mean, what is it? So let's see the language of Rav Soloveitchik here, the way he's quoted here in the Sefer. On page Resh Beis. He says, "Ulam divrei hashach tzrichim iv." The next to last paragraph on the page. To lechora din klipa yitzarch lios toli b'tchilas ha-blia. You know, let's go back to the status of the klipa when the blia took place, which means that the klipa was asura. It had a blias iser, and now, as we saw in Tosis on Daf Kuf, now that blia of a k'day klipa will aser, will generate an iser, and everything else in the kedera. So now what are you going to tell me? No. Okay, yeah, there was a blias iser, but who cares? It's mixed up in such a way that I can't get to the klipa. Very nice. I mean, if we're talking about hilchas knossos, maybe I would say, I alleviate you from a knas because you have no way of changing the situation. But we're not talking about Hilchus Knossos, we're talking about Blia. There was a Blia's Isur. So what happened? Now you cooked it and we're going to just somehow the din of Blia's Isur is going to dissipate like into thin air?
Viori says, Midibri Atosu Bechud Shom, Mashma Demayr Shahotziu Habasar Im Kli Paso Minakadera. That we're talking about a case where they took the basar with its klipa out of the kedera. Ve'achshav yesh ka tam beklipa shenis arev betavsha. Now the Tosfos is saying that we need shishim. What does it mean? Shishim against what? Shishim against the tam of the klipa. The klipa itself was removed, but it gave tam into the tarobet. And we need to get rid of that tam. And how are we going to do so with shishim? So again, you're talking about something that became asura, and now it requires bittul. Why not say, well, you know what? I took out this gid with its klipa. It's no longer inside the kedera, and if I can't take off the klipa, there's no way of getting rid of it. That's what it should have said. Okay, Rabbi Bolsek, so we'll stop here. Make a note of where we got up to.